day.
Never say never again.
Change in this country? Well, you're going to get it on November 6th. You're going to make it happen. We're going to get America on track again. These challenges are big challenges. This election is therefore a big choice. And America wants to see big changes, and we're going to bring big changes to get America stronger again.
All right, are you saying never say never again in honor of 50 years of James Bond? How apropos for what you just heard from Mitt Romney. Forward or backwards? Which way are we headed? I guess we'll know how America feels come November 7th. We do know that early voting is really up. Over 8 million people have voted. I was talking to a couple of my buddies in Washington, and they say, you know, I'd like to say America tonight, with me, Kate Delaney, by the way, is all about the buzz in your backyard. The buzz in D.C. is over this whole early voting claim to fame for Obama, and can he really take credit for that? Because now everywhere they go, his brilliant campaign strategists have flopped up big signs that say, vote early, and then he voted today in Illinois and had to have somebody help him, a poll worker had to help him finalize his ballot as he voted in Chicago, right? And he's laying claim to, let's get out there, let's vote, all that kind of stuff. But this is, you know, a handful of days, and essentially, by the time some of you are listening to this, we're talking like 10 days before the November 6th election. So that's, I'd say that's pretty heavy. They thought 40% was going to be the number, and it's going to be maybe 40% the way it's looking. The total votes cast in the 2000 election, 132.6 million. So if we wanted to break it down as of now, that's about 6.1% of those votes that were cast in the election last time around, right? So 41.1 million, or 31% of the votes that came from the early voters last time around, that was the number, 41.1, so 31%. Does that 6% really jump up? I think it's going to jump up. I do. It's such a slim margin that we're talking about. I think the candidates are not taking this for granted. So Obama's the incumbent, and the people around him know how to get him elected. They did the last time. So they're trying to work their magic this time and do it a little bit differently. He did that 48-hour tour where he flew to Chicago, he flew to Iowa, he flew to Florida, and did this 48-hour tour to try to shake as many hands as he could, talk to as many people as he could, because it's a little bit different than 2008. 2008, there was a movement, there was a feeling, there was a hope and change deal happening under the feet of Obama. It was all about the words and the pretty pictures they could sometimes put behind him. Now, he's standing in front of things that say vote early. He's voting early himself. He's handing out slick 20-page booklets that talk about his vision for the next 4 years. And in the end, will it all work, or will this swing in favor of the Republicans? You know, the only way to win this election, I think, is definitely on the ground. Grassroots, people, contacts, getting the neighborhood out, hitting the neighborhoods across America, hitting the communities. I mean, that's it. Getting people face-to-face with potential voters. The airwaves are given. They're going to be saturated, but it's the ground game, I think, that will win this. So the ground game for Obama or the ground game for Romney, whoever wins that, I think wins the election. To me, that is the key, because we live in a world of disconnect technology, robocalls, but face-to-face, a little bit different. So the breakdown of the early votes is interesting. If you look at 2008 and you look to now, and then we'll see if that number climbs a little bit higher. It seems as though in some areas, not seems, it is, in some areas, it is pretty brisk. All right, we're going to talk about the election, obviously. You can throw in your two cents. Who do you think wins the ground game? 855-266-KATE or 855-266-5283. But we're also going to talk about 50 years of James Bond. Why? Because I like James Bond. I like the movies. Great escapism. Now, what guy out there doesn't like the Bond girls? Give me a break. And there's so many interesting little gadgets and so many side stories and so many different Bonds and different kinds of movies. So 50 years is a long time for a franchise to last. And through different actors who have played the lead character of James Bond. So we're going to talk to Bob Sullivan, who's the editor of Life Books. And they just put out the 50 years of James Bond.
You have a nasty habit of surviving.
Why can't you just be a good boy and die?
Miss Anders.
And there are lines like that galore. Tons of them in Bond. You may know a few of them. And you might know a lot of, like you just heard at the top, you might know a lot of the soundtracks from License to Kill or GoldenEye or The World Is Not Enough or Quantum of Solace. Skyfall, we know we've got Adele doing that one. In fact, we've already played it on the show. So there are a lot of different interesting aspects to the whole Bond thing, Live and Let Die. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. And, you know, it brings the question up of popularity. We're talking about popularity and voting for the person running our country, the leader of the free world. James Bond is fantasy, but James Bond characteristics, if they were real, would be interesting in a president, wouldn't they? Who would best qualify, just in the fantasy sense? Of course, Daniel Craig is the guy doing it now, but I would say that most people would lay claim to Sean Connery as being the best James Bond, maybe Roger Moore. Some people look at Roger Moore, too, as well. A quick follow-up right at the top. We had the story the other day about the Chicago Transit Authority overcharging the feds $150 million. We talked to Dan Epstein of Cause for Action. For over 30 years, they've tried to shine light on this, and it's a huge story. And I think it will get some legs. I think it will be bigger. Because what about the money for all those other cities then? I mean, it's crazy that nothing has happened, that the CTA has this antiquated methodology for reporting for 30 years where that money's going to. You know, $1 million, $5 million, granting all this funding in that area instead of in other areas. So I think there's some big problems with the math in Chicago. How about you? Hang with us. We're talking to you next here on America Tonight.
Is simple. When you have the right stuff, and with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center, and as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Roger Moore, and he was in space, tumbling around in space with Holly Goodhead. I'll leave it there. Who was a beautiful actress. I can't remember her. I can't remember her first name. I'm going to say it was Louise Childs, maybe that was her name. But anyway, she was the It Bond girl for that time around. And there have been so many Bond girls. And that was a pretty popular flick. It was in the 70s, and it was, you know, still Cold War, talking about the Cold War and space and concerns over rockets. So Moonraker was, you know, once again, a pretty, pretty big hit. Not as big as The Spy Who Loved Me in the U.S., but still a very big cruise control kind of numbers for the Bond movies, 50 years of Bond. We're mixing in a Bond conversation because, you know, I do the cheap movie reviews on our Friday free-for-all shows, and coming up in the next couple of weeks, the next installment of Bond with Daniel Craig as Bond is coming out in the movie theaters. They're talking about it already in IMAX and what that would be like. Skyfall is the name of it. And, of course, you have Judi Dench as M and all the intricate pieces that make these Bond series so, so successful. And there are a lot of elements to Bond, I think, the escapism and whatnot, that make it so fascinating. All right, we're mixing things in here as per usual on the show. We're going to talk about Bond with Bob Sullivan in our next segment. But before we get there, how about this nightmare? It is my blunder of the week, as it would be so easy to say that the CTA, or the Chicago Transit Authority, overcharging us, the taxpayers, $150 million over 30 years. We've slammed them. We slammed them in our previous show, but we didn't put them in the dungeon, because I think the dungeon moment for the week absolutely belongs to the election people in Ohio. A new absentee ballot program that was supposed to make voting easier, that's your clue, in the Buckeye State could end up holding up the presidential election until later in November, if the final outcome depends on the 18 electoral votes there. Can you imagine? So we'd be going through 2000 in a different way all over again. About 1.43 million voters across the state have requested absentee ballots with this new program, but only 620,000 have completed and returned them as of last Friday. So the election people think that most of the remaining ballots still out will be returned by Election Day. But here's the catch. The program requires that anyone who does not return an absentee ballot and chooses to vote in person will also have to cast a provisional ballot, which wouldn't be counted until at least November 17th. What, are you kidding me? What? So by law, the final vote count in that state doesn't have to be completed until November 27th. We'll be done with our turkey. And that, and a tight race, and Ohio, in the balance, could hold up the election because they would have to wait until the provisional ballots were counted and certified before they could claim it was done accurately. In the 2000, to give you an idea, in the 2008 presidential election, 207,000 provisional votes were cast there. About 40,000 of them ended up being invalidated for one reason or another. So I'm going to say that you idiots in Ohio, sorry, I love going to school there, but you know, these aren't people from Ohio University, certainly not. But what were they thinking? Changing the system. I love what this guy says, who's the chairman of the Hamilton County Democratic Party and the County Board of Elections. He says that his name's Tim Burke, and he has one piece of this, but he says, I really hope that doesn't happen, but geez, it could. And we know that provisional votes can change an election. Well, geez, thanks, Ohio. Are you kidding? I mean, what a nightmare. If I were somebody involved in the election game in that state, I'd be sweating it out, man. I don't know. I don't know that I would sleep for the next 10 days. I'd be so worried. Those 18 votes could be huge. So election officials, I feel compelled to let you sit in our dungeon. Charles is in charge. So Charles, open the dungeon and let them rot.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. At first I thought, no. But they thought it was going to be easier, this ballot program, and now we got to wait until late November to find out.
I don't think they were just sketchy. I think they were extra sketchy.
Yeah, I would say that Biden is right on when he talks about Etch-a-Sketchy in Ohio, because that is flat out a massive nightmare. Think of everything that's been spent, the $2 billion, all the boots on the ground, so to speak, in Ohio, and the significance of the election, how important it is. You know, this is the next 4 years. We're mired in a deficit. We got problems with jobs and unemployment. We have a zillion other things coming down the pike where it could change. Do we have the same driver, or do we are we changing lanes? And we won't know. That's a long time to wait to find out about an election, if that's the case. First of all, let's hope that doesn't happen. If we're scrambling around, and they're scrambling for last-minute votes, Obama and Romney, if everybody's scrambling around, let's hope it doesn't hinge on Ohio then. If it doesn't hinge there, then no worries. But if it does, which it could, we're going to be waiting. We'll be eating leftover pumpkin pie and turkey, and we still won't know. We still won't know what happened in the elections. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous, especially you look at the polls, right? So the Wall Street Journal NBC poll has Obama leading Romney in Nevada, tying him in Colorado. For the first time, Romney has hit a solid 50%. But the specifics of the poll show, in this one anyway, the NBC Wall Street Journal one that was just taken, show Obama with a 50% to 47% advantage in Nevada and tied with Romney at 48% in Colorado. So Colorado has 9 electoral votes, Nevada has 5, and this may all come into play. You know, all these states, adding all these states up, you got to come to that number. I keep saying the 270. 270 is key. The electoral vote. Got to nail the electoral vote to nail this election shut. I mean, you can come up with anything, any kind of rhetoric, anything else we want to throw out there, any kind of magic wand that we could wave over this whole thing to parcel it out and figure out, well, if you get this Carter and then you get this. I mean, no matter how it adds up. Yes, we know the swing states, but no matter how it adds up, it still has to come back to, I'm saying this number till I'm blue in the face, it still has to come back to 270. So if you look at the maps now, 270 is closer to Obama right now, but maybe those maps are a little bit skewed. Early voting, 8.1 million and counting. All right, we're talking bond next here on America Tonight.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it any anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The unprepared or beprepared.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Book out. I mean, awesome. And you know how many books I read and how crazy my life is. And I'm telling you, I looked at this thing cover to cover. 50 years of James Bond put out by Life. Bob Sullivan, the managing editor of Life Books, is with us. Bob, I'm telling you, you got the mother of all coffee books, if you will, on James Bond. You have to feel pretty proud of this one, are you?
Yeah, we are. We had an awful lot of fun doing it. I mean, you know, some of the books are, the Life books are really all over the lot, and so some of them are kind of arduous. The book, just to take something out of the air, we did a book on the killing of Osama bin Laden, and then you do a book on James Bond at the other end of the spectrum, and it's just pure fun. For many of us on the staff, it was it really was a trip down memory lane, and that's what we hope, the book is for a lot of Bond fans out there who take a look at it.
And you really go ahead. You really go through all kinds of things in this too. I mean, everything about the incarnations on the screen, the history of Bond, the bad guys, all the little quirks in the movies, the box office, all that kind of stuff. And you know what the big running argument is, and it's been blowout on many shows I've done. I did a show in New York, and it was a sports show, and people. I did a Bond thing, and people, blew up the phone lines on that. I did it in Dallas. Is who's the best, hands down, Bond? And you talk about. Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan, Daniel Craig, everyone in between. Who do you think, after, doing this research and putting it together, who do you think is the most popular Bond?
Well, I think we probably can knock out George Lazenby and Timothy Dalton at the get-go. The audience just didn't respond to them as Bond for various reasons. My favorite is Sean Connery, but I was just talking to my wife And her favorite was Roger Moore, because she likes the jokes, which really, you know, the double entendres and the stupid puns and all the rest, you know, really get over the top during the Moore era. And she doesn't like the violence, so she's not a big Daniel Craig fan. But I'll tell you, I mean, if you're a, if in our, you know, post 9/11 age, if you're a Bourne Identity fan, I can absolutely understand the attraction of the Daniel Craig character. And I will say, having reread many of the books, you know, when we were doing our book, the Ian Fleming books, Daniel Craig is much closer to, you know, what Ian Fleming wrote in the novels. Connery and Terrence Young, I think the reason it's 50 years old now is when Connery and Terrence Young were doing, the director Terrence Young, were doing Dr. No, the very first feature film, not the first film. There was a TV movie in America that we detail and found some rare photographs of starring Barry Nelson as an Americanized Jimmy Bond in a very early version of Casino Royale. But in any event, when Connery and Terrence Young got going on Dr. No, they started putting in humor because they thought, you know, this is just pretty dark stuff. And that became a trademark of the Bond franchise, that it was also, it wasn't just thrilling, it was entertaining and fun. And the Bond of the page that Ian Fleming created is not nearly that funny. I mean, he's not cracking wise, and he's not making these double entendres and so forth. That was strictly the invention of these two guys, and then it progressed a little bit when Young and Connery made From Russia with Love, but then in Goldfinger, Guy Hamilton working with Connery really took it to another level, and the trademark of the franchise was secure then. I mean, that not only were there going to be the Bond girls, not only were there going to be gadgets, not only was there going to be cool music, not only was it going to be fast-paced, but it was going to be funny. And that is what I think, you know, was sort of the underpinning for the long haul. That's why it's still around 50 years later. Think of all the other stuff that came and went, you know, the Ipcress file and the Michael Caine. Those were wonderful movies.
Yeah.
But they were all very straight and dour and thrilling. But you see two or three of them and that's it. But with the Bond films, it really became, hey, what are they going to do next? You know, what gadgets are they going to throw at us? You know, when they came up with Jaws, you know, that villain with Kyle played. You know, what kind of villains are they going to come up with, you know? Blofeld, for instance, is only in two Bond novels, you know, but, you know, he just became such a major presence in the movies because once they put in the first time Blofeld appears, you never see his face. It's not Donald Pleasance. It's not anyone. You know, it's one of the fellas who was on the set, you know, petting the white cat. And it just was so sinister and cool and kind of comic booky in a kind of Boris Badenov way that people loved it. And so all of a sudden, you know, they Blofeld becomes this, you know, he becomes one of the characters in the Bond pantheon. But that's all the movies. You know, Blofeld was not a big presence in the books. You know, he was named in the books, and he appeared in a couple of them, but not most. So it really is a brilliant translation of books into movies over time, or source material into movies, where they took stuff that Fleming had written and exciting stuff and good plots, and they said, how is this a better movie? How can we, you know, add to it or change it and make something that's the same but different? And I think they did it great. And I think a lot of it goes back. They owe a lot to Terrence Young and Sean Connery.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you said your wife's favorite was Roger Moore. You were Sean Connery. Of all the Sean Connery movies, which one did you like the best? Which Bond?
I like Russia with Love, and I still do. I saw it again not very long ago, because, of course, they're playing them all now on TV because of the 50th anniversary. When I was a kid, I liked Goldfinger best, because that was the first one I saw, and my dad allowed my brother and I to go to it with him. And, you know, and you're sitting next to your dad when, the girl's naked and painted in gold. And, you know, we just thought that was the greatest thing we'd ever seen in the history of film, you know. But, of course, up until then, it was Disney's Sword of the Stone. So that Sword in the Stone. So that was quite an eye-opener. And Goldfinger is great.
No, it is great.
But it is great. But Russia with Love, the espionage, the intrigue, and the it's very much, even in the movie, it's still very much a story, and they don't lean on the gadgetry and the gimmicks like some of the later movies would do. I mean, you know, when Pierce Brosnan and Roger Moore, the later Roger Moore films, and then some of the Pierce Brosnan films, I mean, my goodness, it just became a techno display. It was like going to a gadget convention, and I think it detracted a little bit from now some of the earlier Roger Moores were terrific, and in fact it's interesting, the Roger Moore era, because I just saw the other day The Spy Who Loved Me. It might be the best Moore film, I think, and it's absolutely the worst Ian Fleming book. I mean, to the point where he disowned it later in his life. He said, you know, the book was a mistake. He approached it the wrong way and everything. But that was when they started taking the title of a book or an Ian Fleming short story and saying, you know, well, we'll take the rudiments of the plot and go wherever we want with it. And they made a pretty good movie out of Spy Who Loved Me, and which is remarkable because it's a crummy book.
Yeah, I agree with you. I read the book, too. I absolutely agree with you. You know what movie I like? I like, and this one does have some gadgets in it, but I like You Only Live Twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good.
That was the one my wife, she liked that, too.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I mean, because the only ones of all of the Bonds, I mean, I don't think she's seen the Timothy Dalton ones, but the only ones of all of the Bonds that she doesn't like, she does like Sean Connery, but she loves that, and she likes fun ones, even, you know, like with Sean Connery, like Diamonds Are Forever, and she likes, you know, but she can't go for the Daniel Craig stuff, because it really is, but she doesn't watch the Bourne Identity either, you know, and that stuff, because it really is now, it's very post 9/11, and very serious business. You know, he'll do the glance, you know, over to the side, and he'll do a couple of Bond things like that. But as opposed to all the others, the Daniel Craig reboot, I think you're supposed to think it's real.
I agree.
Whereas up until now, nobody ever thought the Bond stuff was real.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You could have Cold War Russians and all the rest of it, but it was clearly a goof on, you know, the real MI6 stuff that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Was pretty nasty business, and Bond was pure entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess we're in a different age.
Yeah, good way to put it. I mean, the book is just terrific, loaded with the bad guys, the stuff that we were talking about, the gadgets, Bond at work and play, friends and family, all the Bond girls. Good stuff. And what a pleasure to have Bob Sullivan on the show, managing editor of Life Books, and the editors of Life put this together. And we can't wait to see the latest installment, Skyview. We'll be there. Hey, thanks so much, Bob, for coming on the show.
It's been my pleasure.
I think I said Skyview. It's Skyfall. Skyfall. All right, thanks, Bob. Have you ever heard heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Folks, I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face. I'm talking about Sandy. You know Sandy, the hurricane that has barreled through Haiti and Cuba and has killed 21 people so far in the Caribbean. Now it's hitting the Bahamas, and it might batter down on the East Coast. What they're saying in the East is that they're bracing for what could be, it's always about the money, isn't it, a $1 billion kick in the head, because you got 100-mile-an-hour winds that are headed to a very populated area between the Carolina coast and Cape Cod. Ooh, so going to be nasty. If this really bears out the way it's looking to be in New York, you got, they're already warning 9 million customers in Westchester County, which is a heavily populated area, that look out, because you could end up losing power. And that's not the only place. They're saying the same thing in New Jersey, and they're saying the same thing up and down the East Coast. Look out, because, oh, hear it? Hear that rain? There it is. And that's what they're going to hear probably starting on Sunday. The down power lines and that kind of stuff is going to be the worst, I think, of this whole thing. So it'll be about emergency services and, you know, whatnot. Wow. All right, I'm going to pull a completely different kind of story off of the top of my head. And it has to do with a car that I really, really like. My whole life, I've wanted a Corvette. And I don't, you know, I don't know why I never got a Corvette. Maybe it's because the Corvette I wanted cost a lot of money. I don't know. But, and it wasn't a practical choice. But I just happened to see a story on the 2014 Chevy Corvette, right? It's the, and what they're talking about is the engine. A Chevy V8 that's going to be so souped up technology wise, they say you will not be disappointed in it. It's just massive. It's going to make, they say the new engine will make 450 horsepower and 450 pound-feet of torque. That's serious. I mean, what an output that is.
Whole 3 miles to a gallon.
Yeah, that's right. 1 mile and a half, perhaps. So you might not want the 2014 Chevy Corvette in your driveway if you live in Los Angeles. That might be pretty tough because you'd really be paying a lot for gasoline then. You're already paying a lot as it is. However, I think it's pretty exciting. I don't know. And it's because besides being a Bond geek, I'm also kind of a motorhead, in a sense. And it's not necessarily cars that I've driven before. It's just cars that I lust for. I think all of you guys can relate for that, right? Can relate to that. You probably lust after certain kinds of cars. If there's some car that you've wanted maybe your whole life, or, you know, maybe you have that car. Maybe you worked on that car. I don't know. I'm just thinking I'd like to get that 2014 Corvette. The Latino vote. You like that turn? They might be in the Corvettes, a few of them anyway, in Los Angeles. Corvettes are so popular there, along with the Camaros. The Camaro's a lot cheaper ride, though. The Latino vote, they say, might top 12 million in 2012. Because, I mean, this is a decisive force of people. Demographically, you break down the vote, women, men, white, black, Hispanic, etc. And that's the makeup of people who are registered to vote now and could have a big impact on the political contest, not just from the presidential point of view, but Congress, school boards, state houses, you know, you name it. Because there's so much being voted on. There's bond issues, all that kind of stuff. But you have local politicians, too. The number of registered Latinos has increased by 26% in the last 4 years. So that number I just told you, over 12 million, or 8.7% of all voters. So that's big. They break it down even further in a study I saw. They say a new potential Hispanic voter turns 18 every, ready for this, 30 seconds. One of four U.S. citizens under the age of 18 is Hispanic, including 48% of the youth population of Texas. But for kids, the voter registration is terrible. It's low. It's pretty low. And they're trying to change that. They're trying to get some of the millennials to be excited about the election and to want to go out and vote and all that sort of stuff. But they're not excited about it, and that's part of the problem. Because that was, for Obama, the first time around, absolutely huge. The amount of kids that were in college or had just turned voting age who were able to go and vote and went out and vote, and they voted for him. This time around, a lot of them are not registered to vote and aren't interested in voting. So there's a real disconnect, I think, with some of the younger people that are just no way interested in they're just not interested in the election. They're disillusioned and they don't want to vote for anybody. They don't even want to go out and vote. All right, let's squeeze in a couple of more here for a week and count, including this story. I love these stories about things being recovered, like old wedding rings and bottles that have been floating around in the sea that have messages and that kind of stuff. So this story came from my buddy in Nashua, New Hampshire, but it's a big story there. There's a 90-year-old wedding ring that was recovered in that city. Apparently, it was a family heirloom that was stolen during a break-in, and they got the ring back. This ring has crazy significance. They say, you know, to buy it, it probably wasn't that much. It was probably $500 or $600 or so. But this particular ring, which ended up being turned into a pawn shop, was on one side it was engraved with 1922. How cool is that? The ring, the family heirloom thing, that they wanted to keep it in the family, and it was passed on down the line and then disappeared, and you know, somebody was just doing one of those grabs. What do they call those robberies where the kick door robbers, where they jump in and they just grab as much as they can and then they run out. So that would have been pretty depressing, I think, if they hadn't recovered that ring. So bravo, 1922. Yeah. That's a good hand-me-down. Who cares what it's worth? This is scary to me. Rats in the big city usually grow to be pretty big. Honestly, they can look like dogs, the size of dogs. They found 100 rats in a Fenway neighborhood in Boston, and they say that the inspectors were out there and they found a whole bunch of them in apartment buildings, and they say it's one of the worst rat infestations they've seen in a long time. People started complaining about seeing rats, and that's when they went to investigate, and they they found 50 burrows of rats at two of the different apartment buildings, which means there's evidence that the rats are migrating. Oh, that's the worst. Oh, and I guess, you know, they're saying trash and things that were there that they could get into, so that's probably why they were there. So what do? You have to get a pest company to come in and smoke them out. If it's unsanitary, it's unsafe, and the rats want to get in there, they're going to hang around, and that's the only, they're going to have to smoke them out. They're going to have to clean up that area and then, I guess, cite the people or cite the properties, probably the people who own the properties for the way they've left it. But nothing worse than walking out your front door and seeing a friendly neighborhood giant rat. I've seen a big rat, one of those kind of rats, once. I was in a thing called the Speed Line. It was in the wee hours going from New Jersey to Philly, and I'm serious, I could have walked this rat. I was so scared. It was down on the tracks, but just even seeing it, frightening. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.